online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
And our top story this lunchtime, a 19-year-old man's admitted killing an American tourist during a knife attack in London. Bernard Hepplewhite from Rochester was also among five others injured in the attack in Russell Square last summer. 19-year-old Zachariah Buller denies murder but pleaded guilty to manslaughter on grounds of diminished responsibility. Detective Chief Inspector Tony Lies is from the Met Police.
This incident happened in central London near Russell Square. The people involved, the victims and many witnesses nearby would have been out for a night out, visiting theatres and restaurants. It must have been horrific for those people and clearly for the family of Darlene Horton, who unfortunately died as a result of her injuries.
KM FM News.
Some breaking news, and a man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing a police officer from Kent's been found dead. Stefano Brizzi was jailed for 24 years for the murder of 59-year-old Gordon Semple from Greenhithe last April. The 50-year-old's body was discovered in his cell at Belmarsh yesterday. The government's hoping to save £500 million a year by making tourists pay for non-urgent healthcare. People who need operations or treatment will have to pay up front before being seen in England's hospitals. Dr. Aislinn Macklin-Doherty is a training to be a cancer specialist. She says the money spent on such operations is just a drop in the ocean.
If you look at the figures, we're talking about a few hundred million in a pot of £120 billion. Now, the government is planning to cut nearly 20% of the budget, £22 billion.
It'll be brought in from April. Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth welcomes the plans.
The government have talked a good talk on this, and they reel this story out every sort of few months or so, but never actually do anything. So, look, we will study the details that Jeremy Hunt comes forward with, but if this is about genuinely delivering for the taxpayer, good.
A teenager has been grabbed and threatened with a knife by a man who demanded money in Folkestone. The boy had been walking along Castle Hill Avenue when he was told to hand over his wallet yesterday evening. The offender then ran off towards the railway station when he realised it was empty. We've posted his description at kentonline.co.uk. A man who seriously injured another man in an unprovoked attack in Rochester has been jailed for almost 3 years. The 36-year-old was left unconscious with two fractured eye sockets after being punched in Friary Place last June. 21-year-old Ryan Holsgrove from Ballon Road in Chatham pleaded guilty to one count of grievous bodily harm with intent.
This is KMFM.
Now, more than 50,000 young people turned to a charity last year to get help for serious mental health issues. That's a rise of 8% over the past 4 years. One in six calls made to Childline were to discuss things like depression, bipolar and suicidal thoughts. This story comes out as people dealing with mental health problems in Kent are being encouraged to take up football to help them get their confidence back. Swell Tigers in Sittingbourne run sessions for those who suffer with things like depression and anxiety. They're now calling on the Kent FA to set up a mental health football league. We've been along to speak to coach Tony Golden.
It brings out the best in you, it really does. Not just football, any sport really. It's not just about coming up and kicking the ball around, it's about meeting new people to give you that confidence again, to leave the house, to be excited about something again.
The Queen has become the UK's first monarch to reach their Sapphire Jubilee. Her Majesty is marking 65 years on the throne after the death of her father, King George VI. And off the back of her Super Bowl performance last night, Lady Gaga has announced the world tour. She'll be arriving in the UK for 3 nights in October.
KMFM. Sport.
That's all the news this lunchtime. Joe's got the sport now, starting with England cricket captain Alistair Cook.
Well, yes, after 5 years and 59 tests, Alistair Cook has announced he's stepping down. He managed Ashes victories at home in 2013 and 2015 and a series of test wins in India and South Africa. Another former England captain, Nasser Hussain, hopes he won't just be remembered for his achievements on the pitch, though.
I don't think anyone can doubt what a great and fantastic ambassador for the game and the country Alistair Cook has been. He's been a very dignified captain of England.
We should find out who replaces Alistair before the end of the month. In football, and Leicester goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel says their defence of the Premier League title this season has been embarrassing. Their 3-0 defeat to Manchester United heaped further pressure on manager Claudio Ranieri, with the team just a point above the relegation places. And Sport England has announced it's investing just over £100 million in 25 different sports. The British Basketball basketball team and England netball side have been given specific help as they prepare for major international competitions in the next couple of years.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.